This week, an incredible week for the Jewish people, Parshas Yisro, as we receive the Torah, Matan Torah, the Aseres HaDibros. And the Torah teaches us that when did that event happen? The Torah says that B'chodesh HaShlishi, Bo Midbar Sinai, that the Jews arrived, B'nai Israel came to Sinai in the third month to receive the Torah, which is, of course, Sivan. And we know that Matan Torah happened on Vav Sivan. And the Medrash, Yalkut Shimoni, asked the following question. Wait a second. When did Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim? We know we celebrate Pesach. We left Tesva of Nisan. So what happened? Where did the time go? How many days does it take to travel to Midbar Sinai? 3 days. The goal of Yitzhias Mitzrayim was to receive the Torah. This incredible seminal event of Matan Torah. Why did the Jewish people have to wait almost 2 months in order to receive the Torah? And the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni offers the following answer to this question by bringing a mashal. Imagine you have a king, and that king has one son, the prince, and he hires a wonderful teacher for the prince. And one day the prince falls sick, his young son. And he's out of commission for a few weeks. And finally he starts to show signs of recovery. And the teacher approaches the king and says, okay, let's get back into it. I want to start up again. And the king says, let's slow down. Let's hold off. Yes, it's true that my son has shown signs of recovery, but the glow in his face is not there. And let's wait. Let's give him a few months where he can eat and drink and nurse himself back to health and exercise. And when the glow returns and he has his robust health back, then you'll begin with him. Says the Medrash, it was the same thing. Yes, the Jewish people could have received the Torah right away, 3 days out, but they didn't have the robust physical and spiritual health. They had just exited Mitzrayim. They still had that slave mentality. They needed to spend time in the Midbar to prepare for Matan Torah, to nurse themselves back to health spiritually and physically, to develop that glow once again, where they would be ready to receive the Torah. In life, it's so important that we pay attention to all aspects of our health, to make sure that we live with the robust health and a glow that we need to really function and to really feel fulfilled in life. It's like a computer program, says Rav Shlomo Goldberg in his Sefer, Al Pi Darko. Imagine you have a computer, it has a hardware, it has a software. If there are so many complex parts to that computer, so many subsystems, and each subsystem has countless parts to it. And if one system is not working properly, you will receive a message on your computer that says something like fatal error. It's like that in life as well. It's not enough to just pay attention to one system, to one aspect of our health. We have to make sure that we're nurturing and giving attention to all parts of who we are. Stephen Covey, in his work, Seven Habits of Highly Effective Leadership, he says a very similar idea, hopefully in terms that we can relate to. He says that we have to give attention to the four L's in life. The four L's are to live, to love, to learn, and to leave a legacy. Living, that's referring to our physical health. Are we exercising? Financial health, are we paying attention to what we're spending? Are we preparing ourselves for the future with the proper schooling? That's living. Love is about relationships. Are we spending time with friends, which we all need in order to feel good about ourselves? Spending time with family. learning? Are we taking the time to study the things that we enjoy learning about? Are we going to shiurim? Are we nursing our spiritual health, giving ourselves those doses of chizik that we need to feel enriched? And of course, leaving a legacy. Are we doing chesed? Are we paying attention to those around us, how we can help them to leave a legacy with our life and to make an impact on the world we live in? Says Shlomo Goldberg, there's a difference between a pedagogue and a parent. A pedagogue is someone who only thinks about imparting information to a child. But a teacher, a mechanech, a parent, is not just thinking about the child's mind. A parent thinks about the whole entire system, all the systems. What does this child need? Why is he not being successful? All the different parts of a child that need to be thriving in order to achieve educational and life success. And in life, we have to self-parent ourselves. We have to self-parent, making sure that we are tapping into all of our parts, making sure that we feel fulfilled. And if we don't feel fulfilled, probably we're ignoring one of the parts, one of the L's. And we need to be patient with ourselves and take the time, like B'nai Yisrael took the time in Sinai, in order to achieve this. I remember when I was in yeshiva years ago, and I was young and immature, and I was only paying attention to one aspect of my well-being. And I was burning the candle at both ends, trying to learn as much as I possibly can. And I remember getting sick. A little bit of burnout, because I was not aware of this important idea that in life we must nurse and cultivate and give attention to all parts of who we are, to all four L's, to live, to love, to learn, to leave a legacy. Only then can we really feel the glow that we're meant to have in life, to feel good about ourselves, to have our robust health, and to really be able to receive the Torah, the learning that we do properly, to really be at a place where it's going to make the impact that it could really make. Have a wonderful Shabbos.